Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. We're so glad to have you here today. Cindy, how are you? How's your week been?
Hey, Thomas, I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good. I've been a little under the weather, but I'm feeling much better today and really happy.
Well, I'll bet everybody wishes they had that kind of voice when they're under the weather.
Hey, I've had a little practice singing while sick, talking while sick. And you know what? I guess that's it finally paid off, right? All this practice is finally paying off.
Yes, but you have so much knowledge on how to take care of yourself with the nutritionals and all the different naturopathic things that you have information on. I think that's just amazing.
And it's still been a tough flu season for me. But I'm not alone. Apparently, it's a really, really widespread issue this year.
Well, who can guess that it wouldn't be with snow over, what, 3/4 of the country and turtles freezing in Florida?
I know. Crazy stuff's happening.
I know. This morning on the news, the crocodiles were poking their noses through the ice in Florida.
I saw those pictures. You got some alligators out there. You know, that's my home state, gator country. There's not that I'm a gator. I'm actually a Florida State Seminole, but the gators are having a rough time this year for sure.
They are. And it's just too bad. You know, the weather's just kind of taking a dive. I think we need to take a look at some of this global warming stuff.
You know, people talk about climate change. I don't think there's ever been a time where there's climate stasis. Climate is always changing. There's always something going on. We've just seen a lot more of it in the last few years, that's for sure.
Yes, but at least, you know, most everyone I spoke to has had a lovely holiday season, and everybody's back in the saddle with working on their goals and working on creating more activity in their business. And I'm so excited to bring Bill Hesch here on the show today. He is an amazing, smart guy that everybody's going to want to hear about all the cool stuff that he can bring to the table.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff going on with him today for sure. And Cindy, you know, this always brings me to the part of the show that I love. You know what it is?
I do. Me too.
Time for the Word of the Week.
And our word today is law, L-A-W.
We'll be talking about the long arm of the law out here out west, you know. It's not going to be a lot of monkey business around here today. We're going to be talking about the ins and the outs, and we've got an expert.
Ins, outs, and outlaws.
Yes, not just about breaking the law. It's about knowing what the law says, knowing how to get things done within it.
Here is the definition. Might I say a loose definition, a system of rules created and enforced through social or government institutions to regulate behavior. And a caveat would be only when caught.
Cindy, did I look on your resume? Did I see that you used to work for Enron? Is that true?
No, not
I'm
me.
I'm just teasing. I'm just kidding.
And even if I did, I might not be interested in sharing that part of my resume.
I know. You might be in a jumpsuit today, an orange one. So
I'm telling you.
We're going to look at that on your resume there.
But I know if it were a tax issue, I would definitely be calling my friend Bill for sure. Oh, I can't wait for him to share his magic bullet for helping folks out today.
Cindy, I know that you're constantly coaching, you're constantly helping people. What's something that stood out for you this past week that really seemed to impact one of your clients?
Well, you know, I have been coaching for decades, and the main thread through every single human that I work with, whether they're homeless or a doctor, is that every single person struggles with emotional baggage. And I'm going to be working even harder on different ways that I can help people because, you know, I worked with a woman, in fact, yesterday that was so filled with sadness and pain, and people just covered up. And I think, you know, if there were a better, easier, faster way for people to get beyond all of that that they carry, I think that we'd have a much more productive and happy and positive society in general.
Yeah, you know, there's a famous guy whose name, of course, I'm forgetting right now, who who said that people have to face their pain, that most of the time what we're doing is we're trying to delay facing that, whether it's through using drugs or whether it's, you know, just strict avoidance or overeating or whatever avoidance kind of, whatever method we use to avoid. Eventually we have to face pain. We have to take it on and work our way through it. And it's the avoidance of it that really seems to make the biggest difference. A lot of times, especially in the business world, people don't feel like they have the time to take care of themselves in order to face some of their most difficult issues.
That is such a huge issue, but it's not just the avoidance, Thomas. It's that people are collective about all of the negative happenings in their lives, that it just turns into this huge RV of emotional baggage that people cart behind them. And it's debilitating. And I really believe that that's what causes a great deal of the cancer that people get in our society, is because they just are not taking care of their emotional state. Now, if anyone would like to have a meditation that I wrote and recorded that helps release your emotional baggage, just send me an email, cindyhendricks.com, and you can plug your info in there, and I'm happy to send it, or email me at cindyhendricks@gmail.com, and I am happy to send it to you.
See, that's really fantastic. You have another website too, businessperformancespecialist.com, where you can get tips, tools, and tactics for moving your business forward from Cindy, who is our resident business expert. And if you want to learn more about public speaking, there's a fantastic website called Icon Quality. Be sure to check it out, iconquality.com.
Well, and Thomas, you are our expert for helping people to speak better from voice to the actual content of what people are talking about. I know you've helped me with a couple of things with what I've been working on in my business.
You make it easy. Come on.
thanks, Thomas.
We got a couple of really good laughs out of one of the little things that we did, which was something we're going to save for another show. we're going to do that big reveal. The really fun thing about today is that we have Bill Hesch, who's coming on. Bill Hesch has the distinction of being both a CPA and a tax attorney and an attorney. So we've got a serious advocate here on our show today. You're going to learn a lot of fun things. I don't want to call it fun. He's going to try to make taxes and law fun. We're going to try. That's all we can do, right, Cindy?
Yeah, but when you can get out of taxes, that's always fun, right?
Yeah, if that's not something to jump up and down for, I don't know what is.
I'm saying celebratory here.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know what? I guess if you think you're going to be audited and then you're not, there's nothing but celebration after that.
Absolutely. I've been through a couple of audits for other things with government regulators, and it is not pretty.
Oh, you didn't have fun having somebody look at everything you've ever done the last 7 years or so?
I had fun not getting into trouble over it because it was a company I was working for.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, he's got a ton of experience. I was looking over his resume. I mean, he's been at this in Cincinnati for some time. But you know what? I found out he's actually licensed in over 40 states where he can assist people from all over the country with their problems, especially if it has something to do with estate planning, probate and estate administration, or the purchase and sale of businesses, which is something that I know a lot of entrepreneurs actually have to have a little bit of expertise and help with.
That's definitely true, Thomas, because when it comes to selling a business, there are so many caveats, ins and outs, not only from a legal standpoint, but just in general, coming up with the correct price. Because, you know, it's not like you can go to the store and compare pricing with the business.
Yeah, that's true. There's no little shopping link on your Google when you're taking a look at businesses and know exactly what what other people may or may not pay for it. There's also, you know, some other areas that I know he's an expert in, including business owners who need to partner or who are trying to set up a shareholder agreement. It's another thing too that gets a little iffy when you're first jumping out in business, especially again as an entrepreneur. How do you bring somebody into your business? Do you bring them in just as an employee? Do you bring them as a partner? Again, just one little tiny thing that can snowball into something else significantly greater a little bit farther down the road, especially when you're not expecting it.
Well, and you know, every business owner needs to have their A team. And with someone like Bill Hesch, you get two for one, because two of the positions on an A team for any business owner absolutely has to be a CPA and an attorney. And if you can get a business attorney with that CPA, wow, that's a double, triple win.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those synergies where one plus one definitely equals more than two, because you're getting the opportunity to set up your entire business in a way that those two things are not headbutting one another, but they're actually working together in a cohesive manner so that you're gaining the most benefit on the back end when tax time comes around, for sure.
Exactly. So I'm really getting excited about hearing all the new things he's going to bring to us and share his story on how he helped someone, because everybody wants to know a win-win-win.
Yes, win-win and win. I would agree. And the most important thing today that you're going to learn on this program, you're going to learn how to stay out of jail and how to save money. And if you can't appreciate those two things, I don't know what we're doing over here. But this is going to be a fantastic show today. So you do want to stick around. We're going to come back in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back with Cindy, and we're going to be on with Bill Hesch, both attorney and CPA. So please stay tuned. The Imagine More Success podcast will be right back.
And if you like orange to wear, this is not the show for you. Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available, and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. We're so glad to have you back. In our first segment, Cindy, we were talking about the law. We're talking about some run-ins with the law.
Yes. I wish I would have worn orange today.
I know. I don't know what we were thinking.
Really, huh?
What a great day for that.
Yes. So the law is pretty specific, but, you know, if you've got somebody smart and talented, there are ways to maneuver. And, of course, so many different things to be considered when you are struggling with making sure you're on the right side of the law.
Yes.
And no better way to do that than with an expert on both sides of it, between accounting and legal. And our guest today, Bill Hesch, has both those.
We talk about that. You know, we talk about the need for hiring experts. Definitely that whole idea of getting an expert when it comes to law, when it comes to taxes, super important.
Well, and of course, when you have an experienced person like Bill, I mean, heck, he's been there for so long with laws changing and with new things to be considered because, you know, this is a new age with the technology. So who knows what's coming with all this technology going on in our society.
Yeah, there's always new challenges, and technology is definitely one of the areas that is making it exciting, making it new, and creating some new questions.
Well, and big challenges because, you know, when you sell anything, well, besides services, of course, there's always tax involved. And if your technology is not working properly, or if you didn't get the latest percentage in your machine correctly put up, then you could have a big bill at the end of the year that you don't even know about. And then when you put penalties and interest on top of that, you better get a second job or a second business to pay for all that.
Not just that, we even have the whole payment issue now, cryptocurrency, which is of course a hot topic right now, even on the news. And you've got these questions now. How do you pay taxes on profits made in cryptocurrency?
Well, that'll be a new one for a new age, I think.
Yeah, you know what? It's an exciting time we live in, for sure.
But, you know, just go to YouTube. I'm sure there's something on it already.
Yeah, all that valuable information on YouTube.
Well, I was just seeing where there's 400 new YouTube segments on every, it's either every minute or every hour. I shudder to think it's every minute. 400.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Well, we are very fortunate now to get started with Bill Hesch. Bill, we're excited to bring you on, and welcome to the show.
Tom and Cindy, it's great to be here and glad to be able to share some thoughts with the audience.
Fantastic. Bill, I've heard a story that you've told a handful of times, and I'd love for you to share it with our audience today where you tell us the story of how you were able to really make a huge difference with one of your clients.
Yeah, one of my new clients, we met for lunch for the first time. They were facing their second state sales tax audit in Kentucky. And after meeting with them for an hour for lunch, they had just been assessed $250,000.
Wow.
Their appeal,
a little bit.
Their appeal was in 6 weeks in Frankfurt. And I explained to them that they really should not owe any tax at all and that what they had been doing was correct. And what was interesting is they had worked with their attorney and her CPA on this issue. This is their second audit and hadn't gotten anywhere with the state of Kentucky. And what was interesting was we met with them in 6 weeks. We explained the story and they kind of looked at everybody and said, gee, we wish you would have told us here this years ago because you are doing everything correctly. And the assessment went away. And that actually we also followed up and made sure because of future audits that I was able to get a letter from the state confirming that what they were doing was correct so they wouldn't have this problem in the future with any future examination.
So that's incredible. Wow. It's a fantastic.
It's a very happy client that I've been consulting with the past 10 years. And that's the uniqueness that I have, that I'm not there necessarily to replace their attorney or CPA. I'm kind of like the heart specialist. If you have a major tax problem, a complicated tax issue, some complicated legal issues that involve finance and accounting, then I'm able to really work with their team of professionals and kind of work through the areas and come up with creative solutions to the complicated tax and legal problems.
Wow. Well, can you explain just a little bit further on the mistake that the tax department made that made the people feel like they owed $250,000? Oh my gosh.
It was really interesting. This company installed audio equipment in conference rooms and buildings. And when you think about it, they treated that as a sale of personal property. So they collected sales tax on the sale when they sold the product. And they collected the tax really at a higher rate than what they had bought the equipment for. The state came in and said, no, you should have paid tax when you bought it because that was a component of the building. And if it was a component of the building, you should not have charged your customer sales tax, but you should have paid use tax when you bought the equipment. And that's what the assessment was about. And it was totally erroneous because the equipment was really portable. And they did a lot of work with a lot of major companies in Cincinnati where they would install their audio visual equipment. And when the company moved to another building, they would pull the wires and take it all out with them. And when we gave them a demonstration and showed that the equipment was not really attached to the building, then they clearly understood that the company was treating it correctly, and the large tax assessment went away.
Wow. That's, I bet there were some happy people.
He's been very happy with the advice and the consulting that I've been able to provide to him, because I really am unique. And that's the interesting thing, that a lot of times there are tax issues that are really legal issues, and CPAs don't understand the law, and attorneys don't understand taxes. So when we have tax planning and tax consulting, and we're trying to work with clients to save taxes, it really is something that I'm able to bring both disciplines to the table and properly identify what tax saving strategies really work for a client and how to implement them. I know early in the show you mentioned, Cindy, about being afraid of an IRS audit. And really the most simplest advice, there's three things you need to do to avoid and not even fear an IRS audit. Number one is documentation. Number two, documentation. Number three, documentation.
Sounds like real estate.
All the time. If you have your documentation, the IRS looks at it and they sign off. If you have no documentation, you're in trouble.
Well, you can use that in several forms of business management, as well as in the tax arena, because, you know, that's why I was a sought after business professional in management, because I wrote everything down, dates, times, names, I took it all. And it saved me actually a couple of hearings where the company was being held their feet to the fire for letting folks go, but because I was doing all my documentation, as you just explained, it all went away.
Exactly.
Because it's hard to fight with the details.
Well, and that's the important thing. That's what they're looking for. And that's what any type of legal problem is all about, is proving that what you said is really what happened.
Exactly. So if you have the technology that you were describing that was the big issue for your clients, at what point was the tax supposed to be paid on it when it was installed?
Well, basically, when they charged correctly, when they invoiced the customer, that's when they collected and remitted the sales tax to the state of Kentucky. And what the state of Kentucky was saying is, we don't care that you paid sales tax on the full sale price, which included installation. But we wanted you to pay tax when you bought the product before you installed it. And that was where they were totally incorrect.
Bill, I kind of want to change up a little bit. I have a quick question for you. What about the person who's an entrepreneur just starting out in business? What do you find is maybe one or two points that are probably glaringly obvious to you that they typically miss when they're starting to document and keep track of things?
Well, sometimes I think a lot of people are not detail oriented, and particularly there's different types of personalities. So you typically have the sales type of person who is out there building a business up and selling, and they're very deficient in keeping records and detail. And so what you try to do is encourage them to have some type of system that they put in place. For example, if you're trying to buy any type of product or service with your credit card, I recommend that a small business owner use a credit card for your business and a credit card for your personal use. So when you make the purchase decision, you've really identified this is a business expense. Then I also recommend that they need to know that they need to get a receipt for every business purchase on their credit card, and just keep an envelope for the month of January and put all the receipts in there, and you will have the documentation. The credit card shows proof of payment, and the receipt shows that it was something relating to the business and not a personal type of expenditure.
Very cool.
Yeah. And to get a great CPA.
Well, that is true. I mean, I think it is something that's important. The other thing, you need a good bookkeeper though, quite frankly. So a lot of my clients, I encourage them to hire a part-time bookkeeper when they're starting out in the business. But quite frankly, today with QuickBooks, a lot of times it's very advantageous for the business owner to understand accounting, financial statements, cash flow, cash in, cash out. And so it really can be very helpful for a business owner initially to start doing their own bookkeeping, because they will really understand the business and the finance aspects of the business a lot better than if they just pass it along. I have a lot of clients that they really do not understand financial statements, and that is a big flaw, because they really have a hard time managing their business.
Well, you're exactly right, because as a business consultant, I can tell you they don't know the difference between gross profit, regular profit, and gross margin.
Exactly. I had a client, quite frankly, he had lost $500,000 on the year before, and he had this financial statement for the first 6 months. He said, oh boy, you know what? We've made as much money this year in 6 months as what we lost last year. And when I showed him the financial statement, what I found was actually that was a loss, not a profit. He didn't know how to read the statement.
Oh, I was going to say he probably didn't deduct the cost of goods.
He didn't understand the bottom line was a negative. The bottom line was a negative. He didn't know that his expenses were more than his revenues. And I'm just trying to share with you, this is a fundamental problem that a lot of business owners have. And actually in law school, I taught accounting for lawyers the past 35 years at Chase Law School. I went to law school. And that is fundamental, not just for business owners, but quite frankly, for attorneys. And that's another big problem I have in the legal profession, that the attorneys don't understand the work they're putting into a contract. You were talking before about buying and selling a company. They don't understand how to value a business. They don't understand the financial aspects.
Exactly. And that's where you come into play. Thomas, do you need to take us out?
Yeah, Bill, you know, we want to come right back to you in just a minute. If you just take a couple minutes to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes with Bill Hesch when we learn a little bit more about both taxes and law and how they work together and how they can help you with your business. So please stay tuned.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com. And get your business where you want it to be.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we've had a great part of our interview here with Bill earlier. Some really valuable information. You know, sometimes it's just about learning about what you don't know, isn't it?
It absolutely is. But you know what? I took all business classes in high school and college. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how anybody gets through life without a base of knowledge on just business, because it also helps you in your own personal life, because people don't realize they're the CEO of their own business at home with their personal paychecks.
I would agree. You know, things like accounting and finance were things I didn't know. I didn't study those early, like in college. It wasn't until I was a little bit older that I saw the value in them, and obviously I had friends around me who knew the value of it. And they start off with little tips, and the more I got to study, the more I started to learn, the huge difference that made. Especially now.
Well, I gotta tell you though, with QuickBooks nowadays, because in my day, I hate to admit this, there was no computer, there was no cell phone, there was barely a machine that didn't need to be plugged in. And so I call QuickBooks slow books, because even though there weren't many, although my IBM Selectric, I could make that baby sing because I type it over 200 words a minute. And so when you're trying to do QuickBooks, I call it slow books.
Well, the nice part of it is that it actually has tremendous value. It works super well, and it really keeps people dialed in. You know, it keeps people dialed in. It gives you a great format for understanding the basics of how money is flowing in and out of your business.
It really does. My CPA does QuickBooks in her office, so that really helps when you don't want to work on a program that is slow for some of us that work a little faster than that.
Yeah, so without further ado, we'd really love to bring Bill back in. We've got so many more questions for you today. And Bill, we're excited to have you back on the show. Thank you for joining us.
That's great to be here.
Great. Bill, I have a question for you. The entrepreneur starts out, he's using QuickBooks. What does he need to know, what does she need to know about the law that they probably don't know?
Well, I think one of the important things are the tax laws. State taxes and city taxes really becoming very important, even internet-based companies. Very important to understand what the tax laws are, because the cities and states are going bankrupt. And so they are really going after small businesses more than ever and internet-based businesses. So you really need to understand what kind of city, state taxes you have. The states have now adopted a policy that you cannot borrow money on your payroll taxes to fund your business. Both the state of Kentucky and Ohio, and I know other states have done this, that if a business owner gets delinquent on their business payroll taxes or their sales taxes, one, they will not allow them to renew their driver's license or renew their motor vehicle registration if they're delinquent on their taxes and don't have a payment plan set up. And secondly, if they have any professional license, they'll put you out of business.
Wow. So
I've counseled business startups to be sure that they have a proper, and that's one of the key things that startup businesses need to understand, that they need to have a business plan. And the number one reason that businesses fail is they're undercapitalized. But what that comes from, quite frankly, is a flawed business plan. They tend to not anticipate the amount of money they need to get to a break-even point in their business so they can, I call it, tread water until the business takes off. And they run out of
money. What I've seen?
Yes.
What I've seen is that many write a business plan and then they fail to update it every year. And a business plan is meant for 1 year or less because the business changes. And if you don't update your business plan at least once a year, you're not looking at current information.
Well, what they fail to consider is not just the business plan. You brought it up, Cindy. They have to handle their personal finances because they have to identify how much they need out of the business to cover all the business expenses and taxes owed on the profits, to give them the basic amount that they need to live off of personally, that they need to take out of the business and profit to pay tax on, and to cover the taxes both for the business as well as for themselves personally. That's the problem, that the plan doesn't really focus on that full aspect. It talks about the business, but they don't take into consideration their personal budget.
Well, and when you go to try to get some help and some information from the different agencies, you know, I don't like to be negative, but there's not much available to help a business owner. So when I had a brick and mortar with a staff of 10, I got all set up with a CPA, an attorney, and my A team, so that I would know exactly what I was supposed to do and when I was supposed to do it, because all those forms and all the taxes are so darn confusing if you don't know what you're doing. And then they change. You just get them down, and then it's something else to do.
And I think the last thing I would mention, too, about the business plan is really the key to any small business is all about sales. You know, if you have a good sales marketing plan and you can achieve the sales you need at the gross profit you were talking about earlier, Cindy, that is the key to success, because you need to build up your overhead structure, identify how much gross profit dollars you need, and then you can identify what kind of sales you need in order to get to that break-even point.
Yes, sales fixes all laws, don't they?
Yes.
I remember when I had the brick and mortars, my two toughest months were July and December, and I could barely make my $5,000 rent payment for the business. And so I had to figure out, how can I have those 2 months carry themselves so that I don't play catch up? Because with a staff of 10, you're paying all kinds of stuff, because I was also paying insurance for the full-time people. And so what I did was I figured out how I could give my customers something they couldn't refuse those 2 months. And you know what happened? Those two months ended up being my best months of the year.
Right.
Very cool. Very
yes. Cool. So that's such a good point from a non-sales kind of guy.
Well, actually, that's what I am the sales guy, quite frankly, because I started my business 25 years ago, and I had 1 month to start generating $10,000 a month in CPA and legal fees. And that was the miracle year of my life. That's the story in our book, that I was able to accomplish that in 30 days, billing $10,000 a month that year, and built my business up over 10 years tenfold. When the recession hit and all my CPA clients were going bankrupt, home builders, contractors, in 2008, 2009.
Yes.
I focused on my law firm, and Amy and I and the law firm were able to double our law firm business in the recession. So
wow.
My message to you is, it is all about sales and marketing, even if you're a professional like myself.
Yes. And I would like to just point out that the book Bill is talking about is Goal For It, my compilation book that Bill and our co-host Tom both wrote chapters in. So very powerful chapter. So you might want to pick up a copy and read it.
Sounds good.
Bill, I know you have some tips that you'd like to talk about how you grew your own business and how entrepreneurs can utilize those same tips to grow their business. Do you want to walk us through that a little bit?
Sure. And I'm a consultant. I'm in a service business. So quite frankly, I think you have to be really, really good at what you do. So initially, in the initial meeting, I really try very hard, and I've been very successful in identifying something, a problem, a solution that the other person, the prospective client's attorney and CPA, is not even discussed with them. That's sometimes hard to do, but quite frankly, when you're good at what you do, you're able to find gaps in the planning strategies that other business owners are using. So that's one of the first things I try to do when I'm trying to work with a new prospect. I give them advice. You know, that old concept, giver's game.
Yes,
I'm absolutely able to sit out there and give them advice in the first hour, and I go, wow, my CPA or attorney never talked to me about that. The second thing that I do is you have to really be able to build quality referral leads when you're networking activities. So that's something that I'm very successful in doing. Through all the networking activities that I'm able to be involved in, I'm able to qualify and get really good qualified prospective customers. And then lastly, the third tip then is, you got to close the sale, the first meeting. And if you can do that, and how do you do that? Why give them something in the first meeting that their attorney or CPA has never given them? I'm able to help them in the first meeting. And they're going, wow, why wouldn't I want to work with this guy? And that's how it plays out.
And you're literally helping them save money enough that they can pay you. I mean, you're creating your own value.
And actually, that is a rule of thumb I have in my CPA practice. We try to save clients' taxes. equal. So we're an investment that we save taxes that more than cover our cost. So we're an investment. We're not a cost.
Well, I sure wish you worked in California, Bill.
I know. That's for sure. And that we talked about that because, you know, every state have different tax laws. And actually, I'm only allowed to practice in states where the accountancy board and they have a multi-state group that CPAs are allowed to cross state lines without having to formally get licensed in every 40 states. So I am allowed to practice in those states, which makes it pretty nice.
And if you're a business owner, Bill has a special giveaway for you today.
Absolutely.
Bill, tell us about it.
Our website, both Hesch Law and Hesch CPA, H-E-S-C-H Law and CPA, that we offer a free consultation. And for those of you that are out of town, we can do a phone call, a phone conference, and we're able to consult with you for an hour. And actually, that's what we're here for, to give you a second opinion. You might want to say, am I doing the right thing? And you can bounce a few ideas off of me. What I try to do too is I'll review your tax return. And from that, I can identify tax saving strategies. So we can use that 1 hour any way that you'd want to use it.
Well, and you just heard that Bill is a giver. And in his free consultation, he gives you tips and tools. And there's no cost to you. And I'm sure everybody out there is interested in saving tax dollars.
That's for sure. Everybody.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to sharing more of your advice from at your website, Hesch Law, HESCHLAW.com and HESCHCPA.com. Please stay with us. You're going to hear from our sponsors in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's I-C-O-N quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. Cindy, we just had some fantastic banter back and forth with Bill Hesch. What did you think? Did you love it?
Well, you know, I love business. I remember when I was 5 years old, my grandmother had a bar and a restaurant and served the factory guys, huge factory behind her business. And I sat at her little checkout desk at the door with all of her office supplies. And all I could think of was, you know, when I get big, I want to be a businesswoman like her, who everybody does what she says.
Oh my gosh, that's really cool. That's a heck of an experience to have.
Yes. And to this day, I have this fetish for office supplies.
What about for bars? Do you like those at all still, or are they?
You know, I like bars for a couple hours, but after that, I'm bored. You know,
it's a really great experience to be around that kind of hustle and bustle, and see someone that you look up to moving forward in business, and you know, learning the ropes at a very young age. What a tremendous asset.
Well, I didn't have a choice but to be a business owner because I was surrounded by exceptional role models that worked hard and loved business.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And so today I just absolutely loved Bill's messages and all of the tools and tips that he shared with people, because he is so, you know, from a business perspective, I've been living business for decades myself. And from a business perspective, he is so on target with every single thing that he said, and so talented and smart about how to stay out of tax and legal trouble, that I can't imagine everybody not calling him and getting that free hour with him.
Yeah, it's a tremendous value, I think, to have an hour, spend an hour with him, have him looking over your business, have him look over your tax documents. It's certainly something I'm going to take advantage of for sure.
Well, and I thought that his analogy of being, you know, the heart doctor between the two team members of the A team, they had the CPA and their attorney. I really think he should call himself the brain doctor.
Yeah, right. Tax doctor. Yeah.
Brain surgery.
I know. Seriously. Cindy, yes. I wanted to share something with everyone that's actually from your book, Insights from an Intuitive, which is a quote I want to tell. It's, "Those who are smart have knowledge. Those who have wisdom know how to find the knowledge and know when to use it."
Now, isn't that right on target for what we talked about today?
And that's the perfect quote for today, because it's not enough to just know. You have to employ, know when to employ. And boy, it's so important.
Well, pulling it out of the hat. I mean, you know, you got to have a pretty darn full hat to be able to come up with answers when you're faced with any kind of government agency, because all those people know, no offense to anyone, is just what they think is on the paper in front of them.
Well, you know, I laugh because we have so many people who come on who are so expert in their field. They really know what they're doing, and they make their field, which to someone who's not in it seems extraordinarily complicated. For them, it's just another day at the office. They make it so simple, and they take away so much of the fear out of dealing with these huge, massive topics.
Yes. And so the message here is, find yourself an expert. Don't mess around. Just go to the top, get what you need, and get the job done painlessly.
Get the best and get it done. That's what that's like what we like to talk about.
Yes. And so I have another quote to share from one of Bill's friends, and his name is Robert W. Bushner, Esquire. I hope I didn't botch the name. You know, all those vowels always screw me up. But anyway,
it's like Vanna White. Need to buy a couple of them, apparently.
I know. So most of us who have lived for a while have learned that it is not what happens to us that determines outcomes. Rather, it's how we respond to the hand we have been dealt. In other words, attitude trumps circumstances. Bill is a prime example of how an individual can confront negative situations in their life, make difficult and life-changing decisions, and create a very vibrant and thriving profession out of ashes. His story is a great example of how the human spirit, with a boost from God, can enable an individual to make a success out of a difficult situation and live a life that is exemplary and replete with goal achievements. His story is well worth reading.
That is a heck of a testimonial. My goodness.
Yes. And lots of great information in there for everybody to learn from.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that several times. In fact, Amy, that was on our show, brought that up as well. It's not so much what happens to you, it's how you respond. And that seems to be a common theme amongst all entrepreneurs, everyone who's successful, because that's a big portion, or at least it's a part of their recipe for success.
Yes, and you know, in my Insights from an Intuitive book, I have a very similar quote that goes something like, it doesn't matter so much what falls in your lap, what's most important is how you handle it.
Yes.
Which is exactly what Bill's friend said.
Because there's always things falling in your lap, right? There's always something new, a new challenge, a new this.
Exactly, exactly. But I think the biggest issue is people don't know where to find good help. You know, in my coaching practice, I can't tell you how many people have said to me, my goodness, Cindy, I wish I would have found you first instead of spending all that money on things that didn't take care of what I needed to have done.
I would agree 100%.
Cindy,
there is something that I love every single show, and I know that you have a fantastic angel card for us today. I'd love to hear what you have for us.
Well, I am so excited to share that I chose the card Justice. Now, how perfect is that for today?
Love it.
Yes, and it's fair and just decisions. I'm going to read you the whole part. Fair and just decisions. Perfect. This card comes to you because we're trying to make a decision. The angels guide you to wise and careful, considered decisions with fairness extended toward everyone involved, including yourself. If you can't be objective in this matter, seek out someone who can act as an arbitrator. Perfect for today, right? This card also means that a decision will be made in your favor. If you're currently a legal dispute, it will turn out positively for you. So I don't think I could have gotten a more perfect card for our show today.
I don't want to throw in a third quote, but that really reminded me of a quote from Aristotle, who said, at his best, man is the noblest of all animals. Separated from law and justice, he is the worst.
Yep. I think you're onto something there.
I was a kid. I remember my dad telling me that when I was a kid. It's kind of important.
Smart dad.
Yeah. You know, today was a fantastic day. I think that we had some great learning today. There was lots of wonderful information, a little bit of humor and fun too, which is always fantastic, right? We like to make it a little bit humorous.
Well, I don't think you and I could do a show, Thomas, that doesn't have fun and humor involved in it.
Yeah, there's got to be something like that going on. And the next guest that we have coming on the next show, we like to call her the darling of the show because her name is Jennifer Darling. She's got a fantastic resume. And more important than her resume is her ability to help people. She's often referred to as the professional problem solver. Now, who wouldn't like to have somebody called a professional problem solver around?
Well, and I have a great story for the show to share how she helped problem solve something that I was trying to help with. So she's also a really nice person. I can't wait to get her on the show. I know that you'll think so too.
Yeah, she helps people increase their sales, which is a topic we talked about earlier today, how increasing sales can solve all ills. She talks about create profits, increase your productivity, and show you how to build influence to fill your funnel with prospects and then warm them up and have fun making sales calls, which no one loves doing unless you're crazy, right? I mean, it'd be crazy to like doing sales calls.
I know people who like to do them, believe it or not. One of the things that Jennifer is really an ace at also is that she is a LinkedIn specialist. Now, I know LinkedIn is a little complicated for some, and she breaks it down to where, you know what, you can not only figure it out and present yourself in a proper way to be able to have people find you, but she also shares how you can use it as a marketing tool to find potential clients.
Yes, I'm so excited to learn more about that because there's tremendous opportunity there. And it's one of those places that It seems like there's a couple secrets that you need to be filled in on, a few little expert advice tips that you need in order to really take it from just being a minimalist kind of show page to an actual sales tool for you.
Absolutely. Well, she is just a remarkable woman. And I just, like I said, I just can't wait to get her on the show so we can allow her to work her sales magic for our listeners and that they will be able to benefit from all of her tips, tools, and tactics.
Yes, absolutely. And I do want to take a moment also to encourage you to check out Bill Hesch at heschlaw.com or heschcpa.com. Definitely treat yourself to the 1 hour consultation. He's going to highlight something for you that you don't know, that maybe your CPA and your lawyer doesn't know. It's going to make you money and it's going to help propel you forward into the future.
Even if you don't live in one of the states that he is able to practice law or CPA in, he is a smart guy that can direct you to figure out where you can find someone that can help you.
Absolutely. So, Cindy, the show's been fantastic. Our next show, we've got Jennifer Darling coming on. How much time have you spent with her?
I met Jennifer a couple of years ago, and she and I became fast friends because I love her positivity. She's got one of those really upbeat personalities, and she also is a giver. She loves to help people, and she is just a gem. So I can't wait for everybody to meet her and to learn all of her yummy giveaways that really helps people make their business a success. Because without sales, you don't really have a successful business, right?
So true. And you know what? I feel so fortunate that every single one of the guests that we have on the show all have the same philosophy that givers gain. They give away their advice, they give away their expertise, and they explain, they really help, they make a big difference for everyone in the audience. Really looking forward to our next show. Cindy, it's been a pleasure having you here. We look forward to having you listen to us next week, again on the Imagine More Success podcast. Please come back. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow Sign Up for a Free Trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.